Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code CHAMPION, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code CHAMPION and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports. Now in more markets than ever. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
What's going on, everybody? I have to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. The best part about it is it's completely free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast, all in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome in to episode 8 of Fired Up. I'm Mike Gilletto. Joining me, as usual, is Dom Console. What's up, man?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. In the middle of a Sixers game 4 right now.
And a thunderstorm that just shook my house.
There you go. Uh-oh. Hopefully you don't lose power. We don't need that.
No.
But right now, third quarter, we're kind of watching it as we record here. So if we're distracted by any, you know, for any reason, any sort of play that happens, that's why. That's what I could hear in the background there.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. So right now, third quarter, 62-49. It's going to be hard to talk about the Sixers until we know what happens in this game. So I think the idea is we'll save the Sixers talk for the back end of the show. And we'll kind of start it off with some Eagles, some Phillies. I know we have a little segment that, you know, some listeners wanted. By some, I mean one.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. Before we get into that stuff, I kind of wanted to talk about the Jokic and Payne stuff that happened. What was that, last night, I think?
Yes.
So Jokic, I don't. It's hard to break down this play because it's so minimal. Basically, swats his arm, tries to hit the ball. Swats and hits Payne. Is it Cameron Payne? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Cameron Payne, House of Payne. You know, it's all the same. He definitely was not jumping around.
He was definitely in pain. Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely not jumping around. House of Payne reference. Whatever. Anyway. So it basically, I don't even know if he grazed his nose. I watched it 7,000 times. I don't see any sort of contact on the nose. Hits his shoulder and he goes down and just doesn't move. I legit thought he died. I was like, they got to call an ambulance. They got to do something. They got to revive this guy because he's laying dead on the court right now. What did you see from that? Am I overreacting by the insanity that Payne suffered? Like, I think he's fine. I haven't heard any news, but I would have thought that the guy died on the court last night.
Yeah, so I don't think you're totally overreacting. He definitely did hit him. There was another angle that was shown on a different replay. His whole forearm does hit him in the face. Now
the way he reacted, I thought Jokic reached into his pants and pulled out a gun and shot him directly in the face. That's a that's a reaction that I got from that.
Yeah, yeah, no, he definitely hit him in the face. I think he was he deserves an Oscar.
He definitely
played it up.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good acting. So he doesn't even deserve an Oscar.
Yeah, I think it's worse than you're saying, but I don't think it's as bad as the pain was.
I'd argue he deserved to get ejected more than Jokic did just for that, just for him just laying on the court, just like
right.
It was that bad.
So I think it was worse. So what happens is Jokic takes a shot, misses it, and if you see him, he kind of like. Stop like he kind of stopped playing hard. Like he missed the shot and he just stood there. And the rebound came out. I think Bridges got the rebound and passed it out to Payne. And when Jokic was going around to swipe it, I think he was – what the ref saw was what I saw – or what I saw was, I guess, was what the ref saw was it was a very, like, deflated play. Like, you could tell he wasn't playing hard on that play, and he was defeated, and he knew the game was – it was halfway through the third quarter. They're down 10, down 3-0 in the series. Like, so I just – I think it was more he was frustrated. And I think the ref saw that, and the way that he swung was like, I don't really give a fuck. And like, he definitely hit him in the face. I think that's the problem. I don't think the problem is like, he was going for the ball. He wasn't trying to hurt him. I don't think that was his intention, but you know, flagrants are all about, are very subjective. So, you know, it's kind of deciding between a flagrant one and a flagrant two. And I think flagrant two is a little strong. I just think because he looked like he wasn't, it looked like he wasn't like all into it. And that's why I think the ref kind of saw it as a flagrant too, because like I said earlier, you're down 3-0. You're down 10 in the third quarter at the end of halfway through the third quarter. So I just think that had to play a role in it.
Right. See, I'm not a huge basketball guy. I don't really know the rules. What's it like if a flagrant two, is that an automatic, ejection? Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the way it works, a flagrant one is unnecessary contact committed by a player against an opponent. So what happens is when you get a flagrant, that player shoots a foul shot or a free throw, whatever you want to call it. And then if it's a flagrant two, that player, it's a flagrant two is unnecessary and excessive contact committed by a player against an extreme contact against, I'm sorry, unnecessary and excessive contact committed by a player against an opponent. So basically with intent, I guess. If you're not going for the ball, like technically, like I'm not surprised he got a flagrant two, but because of the circumstances, but he was technically going for the ball. So then a flagrant two, you get two free throws and then the player gets ejected.
Is it like soccer where if you get two flagrant ones, you're automatically ejected, or like two yellow cards and you're automatically done?
I don't know.
I don't know. Just curious.
Oh shit. I just got an emergency alert.
Yeah, right.
Brutal out there.
This is nuts, this weather. My Wi-Fi just cut out. You know, this is our second time trying to do this now. So hopefully we have no issues moving forward. And I got nothing else on this Jokic and Payne stuff. I was really like annoyed and disgraced by the lack of, I don't even know what to call it. I really don't.
Yeah,
just
but
toughen the fuck up. Like, you don't act like you got shot. He literally laid there. Call CPR, like do something. Everybody was way too calm with with him laying on the ground unconscious, what it seemed like.
Yeah, but I also think like if you're gonna say it, I agree. I don't get me wrong. Like I agree with you, but like you also like it's not okay to do that either. Like Jokic, like
oh sure, yeah no.
Like I'm not arguing. I don't think he was going out there to hurt him, but
sure.
I don't think he really cared.
I'm not arguing that it was a foul, like not a foul. It's definitely a foul. Sure, yeah, absolutely a foul. Flagrant. I don't care what they call it. Just the fact that Payne, you know, I legitimately thought he was dying on the court.
But Maybe he was.
I don't know. So we'll move on to the Eagles. Now, there's really not much here Eagles-wise to talk about. I guess they're going to keep up with this whole quarterback competition thing. And for some reason, because they signed former 49ers quarterback Nick Mullins. For some reason, what do you think about this?
So they only have before the signing, they only had two quarterbacks on the roster. Sure.
Yeah.
So they released the kid that I think I talked a little bit about him on the one episode, the second or third episode, but unrestricted free agent or undrafted free agent rather. Right. Yeah. So Nick Mullins, I actually have a crazy stat for you.
Okay.
So it's a Field Yates tweet, NFL, insider. Did you know Mullins threw for 4,405 yards in his first 16 starts, trailing only Patrick Mahomes for the most in the NFL history?
No.
How insane.
Seriously?
For the first 16 starts. Okay. I'm dead serious.
So that was probably – so first 16, that's probably spread out over, what, 2 years?
No. It's possible. Because I know he did play his rookie year. I think it was 2017 when he played the Eagles.
Well,
they came here the year they won the Super Bowl.
In 2018, he started 8 games. 2019.
Oh, okay, so he didn't play in 2017.
Yeah, his rookie year was 2018.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of Beathard then.
Yeah, they had a whole revolving door quarterback in San Fran. But in 2018, he started 8 games. In 2019, he started 0 games but got in 1 game. And then
wouldn't count, right?
Right, towards his game started. No, I would say not. And then he started 8 more in 2020.
Right, so it would have to be that 18 and 20 season.
18 and 20, right.
So, yeah, so his first 16 starts in the NFL, 4,405 yards. The second most in NFL history.
That is insane.
Nick fucking Mullins. The third string quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Look, I you know, he's the third string quarterback. What are we going to talk about the third string quarterback? You know,
no,
like,
sure,
like not like, us, but I'm just saying, like, in general, in the city, like we're like, it's the same thing as who's the guy we just got rid of? That was the third string.
Sudfeld.
Yeah, he just went to San Francisco. So we just
I didn't see
so,
that.
But so, like, it's not going to matter much. You know what I mean? Like, we're never going to see the third string quarterback. So
is he the third string quarterback? Like right off the bat?
Maybe,
like,
I mean, maybe he does. Mean,
he could legitimately beat out fucking Joe Flacco.
It's like,
Joe
possible.
Joe Flacco
I didn't even
is
think
nothing
of that.
Special. You know what I mean? He could definitely beat out Joe Flacco. I don't think that's impossible.
No, I agree. I didn't even think about it.
Right. So, I mean, there's a legit chance that he's the backup to Jalen Hurts. Because, like, there's nobody on this roster is challenging Hurts. Like, Hurts is your week one quarterback.
That's right. Just, well, hopefully.
Barring injury, he's the week one quarterback, for sure.
Well, that's a big thing in this city, no matter what sport.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. But... And then,
just not to get too much into it. I think it's a fine signing. I mean, you know, hopefully we never have to see him, but yeah, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I'm sure he is. Like you said, I think he torched the Eagles the one time, right? Didn't he?
I don't know if he torched them. I'm thinking of the 2017 year.
Yeah.
When they came in, because Beathard was like on a hot streak too. And everybody was like, oh, he's going to go. This is a trap game for the Eagles. I don't know how it's a trap game at home, but it's a trap game for the Eagles. They're going to lose this game. And they came out and fucking trashed
but
the Niners. It was, I remember the game perfectly. It was like a 1 o'clock game. It rained. It was, you know, but
right.
I just got them confused, but you know, Mullins is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens with them. But, and then they also signed, re-signed tight end Richard Rodgers. I mean, he didn't really do a ton.
He actually, there was a game, had like 8 catches.
Did he? I don't remember that game. I'll be honest with you.
It was later in the season. Everybody was injured, of course.
That makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
He actually came up pretty big. I can't remember the game right off the top of my head, but he did have a big game. He's pretty reliable. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like especially last year with like the injuries at the receiver position, like he was pretty reliable. Hands wise, like.
For sure. Yeah, I'm looking at stats now. I don't remember him being here for 3 years, but whatever.
Well, yeah, he didn't play much.
No. But this year he did play in 14 games.
What's this, his third or fourth year coming off here?
This is going to be his fourth year.
Okay.
So he's played in 14 games last year. He was targeted 31 times, had 24 catches, 345 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Hey, I mean, for 24 for 31 is not bad. Like,
right.
I mean, it's a high percentage, but only because it's still low numbers. But
for sure,
I'm not a math guy though. So,
and you're not expecting much from your third string tight end. I mean, unless he's your second string, if you trade Ertz, that's a whole to do. Who knows what's going to happen there? I still would prefer not trading Ertz. That's me personally, but that's always a possibility too. I mean, I know the Ertz rumors are circulating. So,
yeah. If they do trade Ertz. This team is not going to be good enough for it to really matter. I think, like, to have Richard Rodgers this year as your second tight end, like it's fine. I mean, he's, like I said, he's got reliable hands and he's a veteran. So, you know, I think it's fine. Even if you don't trade Ertz, he's your third tight end. So, like, you know, right. They've been rolling with this crew for the last 2 or 3 years. So with Goddard in it as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the Eagles. I can't wait for football. I wish we could talk more about them.
Yeah, because, I mean, Training camp probably opens what, in a month?
End of July, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's why I'm selfishly hoping the Sixers make it to the finals at least, because then they can ride us out until July, and then training camp starts, and then preseason will start two weeks from the finals.
I know maybe I missed it when we're talking about the Jokic Payne stuff. I wanted to bring it up, but the Sixers going to the final isn't impossible, because the Nets seem like they're crumbling. They, you know, they lost two of their big three. So
what did I tell you in the first episode?
Hey, you're not wrong.
What did I tell you? I said either they're all going to go crazy because there was chemistry issues, or they were all going to be hurt.
Right.
And you know, it's like starting Harden to look that way.
Reed just went out. He's probably done for the series. He's got like a sprained ankle, I think.
I know he's definitely out for game five. Yeah. I don't know if that's tomorrow night or the night after.
I'm not sure when it is, but yeah, he's definitely out game five and probably the rest of the series. So,
yeah, I mean, look, you know, well, okay, we'll get into the Sixers. We'll talk about that a little bit when we get into the Sixers. But
yeah, because we'll talk about that later, because, I mean, we still got the game going on. Last I checked, it was 82-80. They got it down. I don't know if the fourth quarter has started, but yeah, so it's
the fourth quarter started.
It did? Okay.
89-85, 9 minutes.
Okay, there you go. So yeah, so we'll talk about that when it happens. So let's go into the Phillies. Phillies are red hot, huh? They won four in a row. They won seven of their last nine. Second place in the NL East. You know, three back of the Mets. I mean, they're hot. They're really hot.
Yeah. I'm still not sold.
Yeah.
No, I'm still the only reason is because I think I said it last week or the week before. I might have said it both weeks. I want to see this for a couple weeks, not just 1 week.
Sure.
You know, and I'll take the 7 out of 9. You know, that's a nice start. But also, you have to remember, like, three of those nine games, three of them were walk-off. Great to have walk-offs, sure. But, especially, like, you don't want to keep seeing that.
Especially the Luke Williams, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Second, I drew a blank. But, yeah, the Luke Williams stuff was awesome to see. Yeah, I mean, it's just sometimes the good. I'm not saying this team's good or great or whatever, but like sometimes it's a cliche. Sometimes the good teams just find ways to win. So I mean, those walk off wins show some character with this club.
Absolutely, and look, you know, it's great that they walked off, but they also blew a lead twice, right?
Was it twice? Maybe. Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to get into. I mean, there's really no other option. But like, this team's got to find somebody that they could trust more to close out games. I mean, Neris has four blown saves on the season. I think he's tied third in all of baseball with four blown saves. So they got to find somebody just more reliable to close out games. But there's probably just nobody. There's nobody on the current team. You'd have to go out and get somebody.
Yeah, and I've been on record also saying that they have to get a back end guy. But I also don't think Neris has been as bad as people saying he has been this year. He hasn't. Look, I think they need to find somebody else, but he hasn't been like putrid. And don't get me wrong, for the things that he did do wrong, like giving up a 3-run lead, you can't do that as a closer. It's right. One thing to give up a 1-run homer, but like it's another to give up a 3-run lead to the Yankees. Like, I have his stats right here. He's got 33 strikeouts. His ERA is 3.36. It's not terrible.
It's gone up over the last probably week or so, but yeah.
He's got 9 saves.
I know he's got 4 blown saves, which is like tied for third worst.
Right, which is not good, but
right.
But what do you do though? Like, because I think they're going to ride him out for the year. I don't think they're going to bring anybody
really,
in.
They don't really have a choice. I mean, again, unless they go get an arm, back end of the bullpen guy. But, I mean, that's really the only option. Because, again, there's nobody on the roster right now that I would trust more, honestly.
Right. And if I agree only for the simple fact that as a closer, you have to have that one pitch. Right. And I think a guy like Ranger Suarez, who's been really good this year, he doesn't have that one pitch like a lot of closers are supposed to.
Right.
But, you know, I agree. I mean, I think they're going to ride it out with him though.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you see what Girardi said? He compared him to Mariano Rivera.
That's stupid. That's dumb.
Literally Rhett Rivera, Trevor Hoffman, like these guys aren't even on the same in the same universe as Neris. And no. I think he was just talking in the fact of like how he coached Rivera and how he's coaching Neris. It's not so much a player comparison, but I just think, I don't know. When the minute you say the wrong thing in this city, it gets blown up, and I'm surprised I haven't seen much of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I didn't see that at all. I'm actually surprised about that. Yeah, because I mean, that's insane comparing him. But you're right. I mean, he managed Rivera, so he saw him every day. And I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of comparison there. I certainly don't see it. But
who knows? Maybe when as a manager you put that out there and Hector sees it and it gives him confidence. I don't know. It's a crazy concept, but I don't know.
But a couple more good things. Your boy is finally heating up a little bit.
He is Alec.
Alec Bohm is batting .355 in the month of June.
Yep. He's starting to heat up.
Absolutely. You'd love to say it because, I mean, I didn't expect last year's because last year he was really good. I don't think anybody expected that for him to be that good right away. I expected some growing pains, but the first month or two of the season this year, the first month and a half, really, he wasn't that good. But he's heating it up right now. I love to see it. And that's big in the team's success.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, look, as a baseball player, like, especially early in your career and you're supposed to be good, you do struggle, and it's how you come back from that struggle. And, look, there's been a lot of really great players who start off really slow. Like, Mark Teixeira was dreadful in April in his career. And then once May came around, he kicked out of it and he started to become a very good baseball player. He's probably not a Hall of Famer, but a very, very good baseball player. So I'm kind of hoping that's the same thing with Bohm. Like, and look, there's a lot of things I'd like to see more in his game. Like I said before, I'd like to see him pull the ball more, and I'd like to see him hit homers to left field a little bit more. But, I'll take the 350. You said 359, right? I'll take the 359.
355. Close enough.
355. I'll take that in the month of June.
Absolutely,
with the way that he's been struggling offensively and defensively, because sometimes when you play good defensively, it shows up on the offensive side, and then vice versa. Sometimes when you're playing good offensively, you get that confidence, and it helps your defensive side. And I mean, I know he still had some issues there in the month of June, but I'm definitely happy to see him coming around a little bit here. Absolutely. I mean, he was big. What game was it? It was first or second walk-off game.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was the second one. He actually had, I think, the tying run. He hit the, he hit in the tying run. And then Segura hit the walk or the walk-off or whatever.
Right.
Down the third base line.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do remember. They're all kind of blending together.
Yeah.
All these W's. But yeah, I mean, they played. So they just won two games against the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees are struggling though. I mean, the Yankees, I think, have lost 7 of the last 9. They've lost like 13 of the last 18. So I still don't know what to make of the Yankees because they're sliding a little bit. But I mean, still, he scored 8 runs and 7 runs. I mean, this lineup's scoring. So that's not really an issue right now.
Plus, you also have to take into consideration, like, no matter if the Yankees are the worst team or the best team in the league, they're still the Yankees. And like when they come to town or when you go to town, there's always that thought in the back of your mind, 27 World Series and the New York Yankees, like that's the holy grail of sports, not even just baseball, just sports in general. So it's really good to see them, get wins against, arguably the most successful franchise ever. So, there's definitely that factor plays in it. And, it's always good. Always good to get a win.
Right. I have a little weird, quirky stat. Corey Seidman tweeted it out. I think it was yesterday. But so in ten games since moving to the leadoff spot, Odubel Herrera is batting .370, and in that same 10-game span, Gene Segura, who has been batting second, is hitting .405 with 8 RBIs. So I mean, maybe the lineup move worked, putting Odubel at leadoff. I mean, he's playing out of his mind right now, and same with Segura.
Yeah, for sure. And going to Segura right now, we'll touch on him a little bit. I think he's your all-star. I do. I think he's the guy that you vote in to go to the all-star game this year. I think he's been playing really well.
Yeah, along with maybe Wheeler or maybe JT. I mean, does his team have multiple all-stars? I mean, I know last week or 2 weeks ago you said, is Wheeler the only all-star on this team? But there might be multiple.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, baseball's a funny sport, man.
How do you not give it to Wheeler at this point? I mean, He's still been tremendous since our last show.
Yeah, yeah,
even
I
Nola,
agree.
Even Nola picked it up. I think what the other night was yesterday.
He pitched seven and a third.
Scoreless. I think it was scoreless too. So, I mean, he even looked better. So, a lot of good things coming out of the Phillies right now. They have a 3-game set coming up with the Dodgers. So that'll be a test. I mean, definitely Phillies after dark. I don't think the game starts till 10:10 or something. So.
It's funny because like when they go west, when I was a kid and they always went west, me and my family always went down the shore, and I would always come home from the boardwalk in Wildwood and watch Phillies after dark. It was always the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. The games don't end till like 1:30.
Yeah.
Great. It's awesome. Yeah. And then the Phillies and Giants apparently will be featured on Peacock only. Actually, I didn't know this. You put this in the show doc, the show notes.
Yeah.
June 18th, 19th, 20th, all three games will be streaming on Peacock, which I guess if you have if you have Xfinity, I think Peacock's like free, isn't it?
I have no idea. I don't have cable. I use streaming.
So. I'm one of the only people that still have cable, but I think if you have like Xfinity,
shocker.
I think it comes with, yeah, seriously. I think it comes with Peacock. So that doesn't really affect me all that much, but
right.
Some people it might. That is interesting though.
I'll just rip it off my mom. I'll use her Xfinity shit. So
exactly.
I just think it's crazy how we're getting into those like world where like everything is on streaming services and like
everything.
Like we said I think it was like the first second episode where the NFL announced that like the Thursday was it the Thursday night game or something that's going to
I think so yeah
that's going to Amazon, which I have Amazon, so it's not that big of a deal. It's just
I wonder if
the
I,
principle
I didn't bring this up when we talked about that then. I wonder if that's gonna like, you know how late in the season they have like random Saturday games that are deemed Thursday night football, like I wonder if those are gonna go on too.
Yeah, because there are gonna be Saturday games this year,
right? Or I get that starts next year, I think, though, right? Or does that
start? The Eagles play Saturday, it's the Redskins, I think it's like week 14 or 15,
right?
They either play Saturday or Sunday, so I guess they're starting it this year, but next year it's gonna be like a regular thing. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Anything Phillies? You got anything else with them before we move on to the Sixers?
No, I think that's really it. It's just, you know, it's a long season and let's continue this.
Absolutely.
Hopefully a week from now, we'll be talking about another 7 of 9 or whatever.
Aprovecha los precios más bajos de la temporada de JCPenney, como toallas de baño Home Expressions Quick Dry a solo $4.88. Y encuentra aún más ahorros en botas para damas y jeans para él y ella de marcas como St. John's Bay, Mutual Weave, Arizona y más, comenzando en $21.88 cada uno. Compre con estilo. JCPenney. Ofertas válidas hasta el 23 de octubre en selección de estilos. Los precios más bajos de la temporada se refiere al periodo del 31 de julio al 23 de octubre. Se excluyen del cupón.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Absolutely. So this is the part that I'm going to dread, apparently, because this is bash Mike hour, apparently. So we had a listener, one listener, again, you know who you are, that recommended, you know, we do some sort of trivia, weekly trivia. I don't know if it's weekly, who knows when. But who knows how often we do it. But apparently wants some trivia because I was so bad last week. So I guess he just wants to see me kind of flounder again.
Mike is not like singling me out. We talked about this. I said I'm not trying to make you look like an asshole.
It's whatever. We'll all have a laugh together. I just want to start this by saying I have the memory of a goldfish. So, you know, trivia is not my thing. All right. Whatever. We'll see what happens. What do you got, Dom?
So, okay. So before we start, okay. So what I'm going to say before we start this is to our listeners, if you're listening to this and you want to do the trivia yourself, I'll read the question. If you want to pause the podcast and maybe think a couple seconds, like if you have the answer, go for it. I encourage that. And then obviously finish the episode, you know, hit play and then you'll hear Mike's answer, whether it's right or wrong. And then you'll hear the right answer. So
there's a chance a lot of the people listening are probably going to get the answer before I do. So they won't even have to pause. It's fine.
Possibly. It's possible. Some of these are softballs. They really are.
That doesn't make it sound any better.
No, it doesn't.
Now there's more pressure that if I get it wrong, then, hey, he threw me a softball and I swung and missed.
Yeah, it makes you look even worse.
Exactly. we'll all have a laugh together. It's fine.
So, yeah. So I told you before that we started, I have two Flyers, two Eagles, and a Phillies, but I lied. I have five Sixers.
Oh, shit.
I'm just fucking with you.
We're going to shut off this podcast. because people know I'm not a big basketball guy.
Yeah, I
know about Sixers trivia is that, like, Allen Iverson wore number 3. Like, that's my knowledge of Sixers basketball.
I'm just fucking with you. So, all right. So, what I told you, it's two Eagles, two Flyers, and a Phillies. All right. So, first up, we've got in 2017, and what place did Wentz finish in MVP voting, and who beat him?
That was Tom Brady. And
correct.
Did he finish second? I thought third. But you know what? Because the way you asked the question, I'm going to say second.
Is that your final answer?
No, third.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh,
Tom
shit.
Brady, third place. Do you know who, just for bullshit, do you know who number 2 was?
If I had to guess, Mahomes?
No. He didn't start that year. It was his rookie year.
Okay. Oh, was it really?
It was Alex Smith. Yeah, Alex Smith started.
Was he a running back?
Yeah.
Was it McCaffrey?
No.
Not wrong running back, huh?
He was a rookie as well.
McCaffrey was not a rookie in 2017, was he?
He was. He was the same draft as Mahomes.
He seems like he's been around for 16 years. Well, I don't know why, but
yeah. do you want me to give it to you? Or?
Yeah. Who was number
so 2? It was Todd Gurley.
Oh, okay.
Todd Gurley came in second.
How things have fallen off for Todd Gurley.
Yeah, so Brady had like 60 votes. I don't remember how many Gurley had, but Wentz only had 2 votes. So whatever 60 plus 2 plus whatever that number is, I'm not a math guy, so that's how many Gurley got. All right, so the next one. Again, if to our listeners, if you want to pause for a sec and maybe, you know, because Mike got that one real quick. But,
I did. Yeah, I actually did.
But
I knew that one.
Yeah, so if you want to pause and maybe think about the question, answer it to yourself, and then hit the play button again, go for it. So the next question is a Flyers. Which Flyer won the league MVP 3 times?
Which Flyer won the league MVP 3 times? It's this Flyers one, so I actually know this. So I don't. It wasn't Lindros.
Nope.
Drew never did it.
He's close.
Who was close?
Drew. He came in third a couple years ago.
Yeah, but he's never won the award.
Right.
You'd have to win it 3 times.
Well, I just meant MVP in general.
I'm gonna get. It's probably back in the 70s or something like that. I'm gonna guess Mark Howe. Even though it's probably not it, because they rarely gave him the defenseman.
Is that your final answer?
No.
You fucking asshole.
It's probably something obvious, like Clark. Was it Clark?
I need a final answer.
Yeah, it's Clark.
Yeah.
Final answer. Okay.
Yeah, Bobby Clark. Right. Do you know the years? This isn't a part of it. Just extra.
I have no clue. I wasn't alive. You know, my dad was barely alive. Like.
All right, so it was 73, 75, and 76.
Okay, yeah.
That okay. Makes sense.
So, my dad was maybe what, 10, 15, something like that. So,
probably.
Like 10 to 15 in that range. So,
you're 2 for 2, actually.
There we go. Look at that.
So, the next one is an Eagles question.
Okay.
Week 3, 2017 season. Jake Elliott hit an Eagles franchise record field goal. How many yards? And who was it against?
Okay, this is against the Giants. Was that their home opener?
It was. I was there.
Oh, there was lightning outside my window. Hopefully we don't lose power here. So it was week 3, a home opener against the Giants.
It was hot as shit.
Were you there?
I was there, yes.
Okay. I think it was 61. I'm going to 61.
Final answer. 61.
Yep.
New York Giants. Final answer?
Final answer.
Correct.
Oh, look at... 3 for 3. On fire. All right.
So, yeah. So, I was at that game with a friend of mine. It was so hot. We actually had to, like, leave our seats. Like, we watched the rest of the game from, like, the concourse outside on the screen. It was brutal.
Yeah, because, I mean, I guess that's weird for, I mean, a week 3 game. Because that's probably, what, the September 20th, 21st, 22nd, right around that time.
Probably almost October,
Right. So, for it to be that hot then is weird.
Can I just say also the Sixers are down 1 in the fourth quarter?
Are they really?
4 minutes left. Okay. Jesus.
All right, we'll get to the Sixers.
So two more questions. Flyers question. Who did the Flyers defeat to win their first Stanley Cup championship?
That was the Boston Bruins.
Is that your final answer?
I believe so, yeah. Or Buffalo. Was it Buffalo?
I don't know. Was it?
It was Boston.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You got it right.
Okay. See, the way you're asking these questions, you're just fucking with my... And then the second one was Buffalo. At first, I thought I had them flip-flopped. But yeah, there you go.
All right. You're 4-for-4 right now. 100% never, from the field.
Yeah, I don't know. This is wild.
All right. Final question. Now, this might be the hardest or easiest question. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
So the Phillies question.
All right.
Can you name every position except starting pitcher for the 2008 Phillies by position? Like... You don't have to name the pitchers.
Yeah.
Just the closer.
Just the closer.
Yeah.
Lidge.
Okay. So Lidge is the closer. So go base by base if you want. So all first right, base. So
Howard. Utley.
Second base. Shortstop.
Rollins.
Third base. Wow. Oh, my God. I thought you would get this, like, easily.
Third. Why don't I? Was it David Bell?
No.
No. When was he here?
Like 2005.
so that's only 3 years prior. Why can't I think of the third baseman?
He's actually the last Philly to hit for the cycle.
You confuse me even more with that. Okay, so I'll skip third. Let's go catcher. Ruiz.
Okay, so catcher Ruiz, yeah. Left field.
2008. What? I don't remember. Center Victorino.
Mm-hmm.
God, I have a fucking terrible. Worth.
Worth was right field.
Right field. Okay.
So who played left and who played there? Dude, you're bad on the left side of the field.
Seriously. Listen, I was left-handed growing up, so you know I never played the left side. I never cared about the left side of the field. Why don't I remember who fucking played left field? I you know, because this show only has to be a certain amount of time, I probably just tap out here.
So third base.
It's gonna piss me off, isn't it?
Number 7, Pedro Feliz.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
And left field, number 5, Pat Burrell.
I'm
disappointed by that one.
No, I definitely thought about Burrell. Because he actually did cross my mind. I didn't say for some reason.
I think you're bullshitting us.
No, I swear I really did. I really did
think you should have said it.
I should have. For some reason, I remember I thought he left before that.
No, that was his last year here.
That was his last. Okay. So, yeah, for some reason, I thought he wasn't here yet.
Yeah, he left here after 08. Dude, I was at I remember being at the parade and watching him on the Santa Claus sleigh.
Right.
And he had his dog, and that was like his farewell. So, and then he went to San Francisco, I think, and then Tampa Bay, or vice versa.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I just didn't think he was here yet. But, all right. So, I you know, you guys
or no longer, you mean?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. I thought he left before that, right?
Right.
All right, so, you guys can roast me on Twitter.
No, that wasn't bad.
That's fine, you know.
I mean, I know that the one listener that wanted us to do this is going to crush you for the Phillies, but...
He's a Philly guy. Like, he's a Phillies guy. So, it's fine. I was 4-for-5. You could argue I was, like, 4.89 5. Like... I got most of that question right. Yeah. Granted, I got the obvious ones right. They were all obvious.
Burrell's the most obvious. Maybe not the most obvious,
I thought
but
he left already. I
should have guessed it.
You're right. I should have. That one's on me. And instead, I fucking guessed David Bell. All right, it's fine. We'll move on here. Sixers who are big three. I don't know who that was, but just went up.
Furk.
Yeah, there you go, Furkan. Just went up 4.
Hate his guts.
With 2.5 minutes. Dude, he's been hitting some good shots. I guess we'll transition this to the Sixers. He's been hitting some good, important shots recently.
Yeah, so Furkan is the type of guy that he'll be hot for 2 or 3 games, and then he'll be gone for 10.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess he's like any other shooter, role-playing shooter, but like he just brings absolutely nothing else. Like, at least in today's game, like you have the 3-and-D guy, and he does not bring that at all.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess if he's coming off the bench, he's hitting shots, he's fine. But you have to continue to hit the shots, especially right now in the playoffs, if you're going to be a championship team.
Absolutely.
You're going to get the minutes.
Especially if you lose a guy like Danny Green, who is going to miss, what, the remainder of the series, be reevaluated in 2 weeks with a calf strain. I mean, that's a big loss for this team. So
yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. He hasn't been playing great. So if Seth Curry can continue to stay hot, I don't think it's going to hurt this team too much. Look, do I want him back for his veteran presence? Yes. He's got 3 championships, NBA Finals championships. So he knows what it takes to win. He won the last 2 with Toronto and LA. So, it definitely doesn't hurt for him to be on this team, but, if he can come back and hit those corner threes, man, it would be huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cause you definitely need one of him or Seth to be hot for this team to succeed.
Right.
And Seth has definitely stepped up.
Yeah. And then you have, Joel Embiid, who, I mean, he's looks insane on, one leg essentially. You know, just casually dropping 39, 40, 27, just on a mission.
Yeah, man, he wants to win. Even Ben, like to that degree, I really liked what he said the other night. Like after not winning Defensive Player of the Year, he said, look, the personal accolades are great, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to win a fucking championship. He didn't say the F word, but.
Right. And Embiid said the same thing when the MVP went to Jokic.
Right. And I mean, you had the lock of the century with 34 and a half overs when he put up 40. That was the day of the MVP that was released. Yep. I believe that was Friday.
Yeah, they announced it, I think, the morning of, was that game 2 or game 1?
3.
Or game 3. Yeah. Okay, and then I was like, listen, 30, I think 34 and a half, I said, right?
Or no, it was game 2, I think. I'm sorry. I believe it was game 2.
I think it was game 2 because it was his first game back, I think, because I think he missed game 1, right?
No, Joel put up 39 game 1.
Did he? Okay, so maybe it was game 2.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Yeah, I think you're right. But yeah, that was, as soon as they announced that in the morning, it was a lock of the century there.
Yeah, it was game 2.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we're prepared.
Real prepared. It's fine. My mic's having issues right now. It's distracting. The Sixers the Sixers are down, what, 2, I think I saw, with like 45 seconds left.
We'll just blame it on the rain.
That's exactly what we're going to do. I mean, this whole podcast in general has been an absolute shit show. It's fine.
No, it hasn't with this shit show shit. So negative.
It's fine. I'm not negative. I'm just, I'm a realist. It's listen, sometimes people like listening to the shit show. It's like the car accident. You got to always look towards it. You know what I mean?
Man. Negative Nancy over here.
Hey, listen, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, it's we're just kind of have a live watch along, and for people listening, they already know the outcome of this game. But yeah. So down 3, 49 seconds left.
I'm about 5 seconds behind.
Are you?
Yeah, because I'm streaming.
So am I. Yeah.
Well, right, but you're probably streaming from your cable. Correct. I'm not.
I see.
So I'm like 5 or 7 seconds behind. So there's 49.6 left.
44 seconds right now.
Are they playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just inbounded the ball. Now it's 44 seconds.
Okay.
I'm a good 5 seconds behind.
It's fine. People, listen, if you got this far into the show, you're dedicated anyway, and we could just talk about nothing for the last 5 minutes, and you guys won't even care.
Yeah, they've either shut it off by now, or they're all the way in.
Exactly. Anything else Sixers related? I mean, unless you want to wait until this game's over, but like for some reason, basketball, the last minute takes like 45.
Yeah, this game just started.
It's true. Exactly.
40 seconds left. Joel's shooting his free throws. But yeah, man, I think Atlanta really was overblown by the national media. I mean, I know that they're up 2 right now, but yeah, I think the Sixers are going to pull this out.
They have Trae Young, and like you shut him down and you're fine. Like there's really nobody else.
Well, even by that, if you want to let him go off, he can go off. It's just you got to shut everybody else down.
Yeah, they just don't.
It's like Bradley Beal.
They don't have a second guy, really.
Right. Not a guy enough that will change the game.
Right. I mean,
they have good players. Just
what's
not
the one. What's the one European name? Bogdanovic or something like that. Did I get that
Bogdanovic,
right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I actually got that right.
No, Bogdanovic, not Brog.
I said Bogdanovic. Or maybe I don't know. But he's a spitting image of the rapper Token for anybody that, you know, is interested in that sort of thing.
Please don't listen to him. He probably sucks.
He's actually not bad. He's actually decent.
My God.
But I'm just saying, you can't convince me that, you know,
he looks just like him, but I just don't want to listen to bad music.
Have you listened to it?
Absolutely not.
We can just go down a, you know, a podcast about music. What have you been listening to? It's fine. Nobody's listening to this anyway.
Everything really. I mean,
Embiid did hit his foul shot.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I just saw.
There you go.
A lot of different things. You know, the new Foo Fighters album's really good. A lot of old stuff. A lot of Springsteen. A lot of
Don't give me that.
Oh yeah, Springsteen's great.
Oh God, it's so bad.
Nah, he's great. He's.
I don't like Springsteen at all.
Look. The whole Springsteen thing. I like his upbeat songs. I don't like his slow stuff. I came around on Springsteen a lot.
He just sounds like he's constipated when he sings. That's all.
He's not a good singer, but that's the point.
And his rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town is one of the worst renditions I've ever.
All right, I'm done. Mike needs a new podcast host because we're not gonna trash Christmas music because Christmas is my favorite holiday. Okay, it's one of my favorite Christmas songs. We're not gonna you want to trash Springsteen, fine, but we're not gonna trash this Christmas song. We're not gonna trash this Christmas song. Both of them are very good.
That's not what I'm doing. I'm not trashing the Christmas song. I'm trashing his Christmas song, but I'm not trashing Christmas songs.
I didn't say you were trashing Christmas songs in general. I just said if you trash one Christmas song, you're trashing a Christmas song. So
that's fair. It's just not very good. All
right, you're right. It's great.
We've gone off the rails, and I don't even know where to take
it. Because there's a fucking commercial.
So why did the NBA do this? Where like the last minute is like 4 hours long?
Because there's timeouts, and that's when you use all your timeouts. So they need commercial breaks and that bullshit. Right.
Yeah, we'll just live watch along here.
So, yeah, so down one, 38 seconds. I'm a couple seconds behind.
We really should have done this podcast after this game. We should have probably pushed it back a day, which we will do when, like, the Eagles play on Monday night. We'll have Oh, turnover. I'm sorry. I'm, like,
no, it's fine.
5 seconds ahead of you.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a terrible pass. Terrible catch. So
16.6 seconds.
Capel's a pussy anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a huge Capel fan. Another commercial.
That's huge right now.
Yes.
Yeah, no, not the commercial. I mean the turnover.
16 seconds left, down by one. You're going to get a chance to hit a shot at the end of the game to win. So
what do you do here? Embiid? Tobias? What do we do? Furkan's hot? What do you do?
Since we've been recording, I haven't watched enough of the game to really know who has the hot hand so far.
Yeah.
But whoever's been hot, you give them the ball.
It's Joel. You give it to Joel here.
Probably, yeah. Because you don't even need a three. I mean, you got 60 seconds to get something, to get an easy bucket.
You can get to the rim, get the foul.
Yeah, just don't give the ball to Ben because you don't need him fouled and going up to the line.
Right. Yeah, he inbounds the ball.
Right, that's true.
And then once he inbounds the ball, you just run to the other side. We don't even need you.
No, we don't. No, because
but
I don't even need him getting a rebound because if he gets fouled on his way down, he's going to the line. Game over, they lose.
Well, it depends. It depends how they foul him and how many fouls they have to give. I'm not 100% sure how many there are right now. But yeah, they're just about to start.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think I give it to Joel here. Let him get to the rim. They either give it to them so they can keep the last. Like, do you wait to the last second? I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh, good play. Fucked up turnover. That's probably it.
Not yet.
That's probably it. 7 seconds left.
Yeah, but you could foul. He hits both shots.
Yeah,
still,
I guess.
He still can tie it.
All right. Well, let's just go into the assumption that the Sixers are tied in the series. Unless some sort of crazy miracle happens. I mean, is Danny Green that big of a loss though? Let's go back to that.
like I said, veteran presence. He has three plus championships. So, I mean, I think being out there, you know, somebody who's been there before, I think is important, especially with this team. But like I said, like he's been terrible defensively. He hasn't been good offensively. So I don't think it hurts them in that sense. I just think it hurts them with having a guy who knows how to win these games.
Right.
Like a guy like Dwight, like, he doesn't bring that much to the team, but
from what I've heard what I've seen on Twitter, he's had a pretty good game. And I know, you know, Twitter's kind of the good place to check good opinion.
Yeah, to say all be all.
Right, exactly. So, but apparently he's had a solid game, Dwight.
Yeah, so we're getting ready to start this. 7.8 seconds left.
They added a lot of time left. 8.2 now.
That's even better. So you inbound it, you foul him.
I guess I should. I have so much time. I could probably switch to the hockey game that's on right now. Have you watched the Cup playoffs?
While we wait for the playoffs? I've been following it. I haven't really watched much. Okay. I don't know if I want the Islanders to win the whole thing or if I want them to lose the next four.
Because
I don't know. I don't know because just how last year went. Let's fuck the Islanders. So right.
Yeah, but sometimes it's cool to see new teams in there. Like, I mean, yeah, they beat Tampa in game one. So
I don't want to see Tampa win another championship. They went into the World Series last year.
Right.
They went to the Super Bowl and won, and then another they want to stay in the Cup Finals.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And then you have Montreal, who's apparently just shocking the world.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the first they beat the Leafs, then they go in and sweep the Jets. And I mean, nobody knows if like the Canadian division is just bad and they're going to be fed their lunch, you know, in the series against the Knights. Because I mean, the Knights just have everything; they really do. They play a similar style, like Montreal, but they're just so much more skilled.
Right.
So they should take care of Montreal fairly easily. So we'll see.
Yeah. I think I told you before, I think I said it on here where, I almost did that crazy parlay with, the Yankees to win, the Packers to win, the Knights to win. And then the Yankees, did I say the Yankees?
I don't remember.
And the Yankees to win. So Yankees, Packers, Knights and Lakers to win.
Right.
And I've missed on the three. So I'm just hoping at least for my own personal accolade, right. I guess you want to call it. Maybe I'll get the Golden Knights.
Hey, congrats. You get one of four.
Yeah. That's all right. 25% from the field. That's fucking horrible. But it's better than zero.
Absolutely.
All right.
If he does hit two shots here and the Sixers shoot a three and tie this game, the podcast is over. I'm not staying. I'm not doing this whole thing for overtime.
Bitch.
I'm just saying.
No, I know.
That would be the worst podcast ever.
Yeah, because we're simultaneously like trying to actually watch the game as fans, but also like talk here too.
It's very tough to do. Like we could do this if we were like live streaming or something. It's the first
right.
time. But yeah, podcast, this is going to be terrible to listen to. So it's fine. If you still have, you know, stuck around this long, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. Follow us, you know, at Twitter. I guess I'll do the plugs now. Follow us on Twitter at Fired Up Podcast. Subscribe on Apple, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. And let's watch these last 6 seconds together. Hits the second foul shot.
And also, make sure you tell your friends, your family, your girlfriend, absolutely. Your boyfriend, your sister, your brother.
Nah, he missed. Game over. Game over. So the series is tied, and then they will play game five. When is game five?
What's today? Monday?
Today's Wednesday. So it'll probably be Friday, knowing the NBA.
No, it's now every other.
Okay. All right. Well, and listen, any final thoughts before we get out of here? We can't really dissect this game because we don't really watch it because – We were recording this. So anything else you got Sixers wise or anything else at all?
No, I want to see
on your mind, anything at all.
I want to see them come out and win. I really thought if they won this game, it was over, but Atlanta gave them a run for their money. So we'll see.
Right.
I still think they win the series, but the Sixers, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. All right, well, until next week, we will see you guys then.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.